I was greatly struck during these last few hours with a text in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. I'd like to refer to this text tonight in our communion service. 1 Timothy at the chapter 1 and at the verse 14. The 14th verse of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. I'd often read that verse, but it never struck me as it struck me this afternoon. You'll notice there are three things here. There's the grace of our Lord. The grace of our Lord. And then, with the grace of our Lord, there is the faith of our Lord. And as well as the faith of our Lord, there is the love of our Lord. And they're all exceeding abundant. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith, for it was exceedingly abundant too, and love, and it was exceedingly abundant too, which is in Christ Jesus. And then I thought of some things that the Apostle Paul had written in other places concerning these three things: the grace of our Lord, the faith of our Lord, and the love of our Lord. And if you turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the second chapter of Corinthians, at the chapter 8 and at the verse 9, you read there, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich." Just think of that a moment, and then come back to 1 Timothy 1 and 14. The grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant, for ye know the grace of our Lord. Oh, the superabundance of God's free grace in Jesus Christ. But then there's faith. And Paul had something to say in his epistle to the Galatians about the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. And it says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So Paul writes about the grace of our Lord, and as he writes about it, we are reminded of what he said, that this grace of the Lord was exceeding abundant. But he also writes about the faith, and the faith of the Lord was also abundant. But then he also writes of the love of the Lord. And if you turn over to Ephesians, you'll find his reference to the love of the Lord. And what does it say? It says in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19, it says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God." the love of Christ, the love that Jesus had for me, to suffer on the cruel tree that I ransomed soul might be, is more than tongue can tell. And then I go back and I read, the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love. Where is it all? It's hidden in Christ. Which is in Christ. Do you want to get this grace? Then go to Christ. Do you want to get this faith? Then go to Christ. Do you want to get this love? Then go to Christ. And that's what we've come here to do. We've come to Christ. I trust that His love will overwhelm us, that His grace will bless us, and that His faith will encourage us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and not be entangled again in any yoke of bondage. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts for Jesus' sake.